But as the visitor moved on through the ward, she came upon another man who was sitting at the edge of his bed, his head in his hands, moaning and stomping his foot, repeating over and over again, "Lucy, Lucy, oh, Lucy, Lucy." And the visitor said to the nurse, "My, that Lucy must really have been some woman." And the nurse replied, "You don't understand. This is the man who got Lucy." So often, that's exactly what happens to us. From time to time, we have all found ourselves in situations of spiritual turmoil because either we wanted something we could not have, or we did acquire something we shouldn't have. If only I could get Lucy, if only I could get that promotion or that new car, if only I could be rich. If we don't get it, we're unhappy. If we do get it, we're still not satisfied. We're still not happy. And that is why Jesus talks so much and so often about the need we all have for our faith response and its nourishment to God. And that our faith and its nourishment is to be the very center of our lives. That all of us have that tremendous need to relate all of our hopes, all of our wants, all of our ambitions to that presence of the living God in our lives. That the Spirit of God and God alone can be our source of life and strength and happiness. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity and emptiness. For all is toil under the sun, what does a person gain by it? And I know these are very pessimistic words today from the Old Testament. We work, we sweat, we toil, in the end, the same fate awaits all of us. We all know that death is going to come both to the wise man and to the fool. The words of the sacred author, "The wise man sees ahead, the fool goes on walking in the dark. But I know too that one fate awaits them both. All is vanity like the chasing of the wind." What a grim picture of our human existence. Does it turn us off on a beautiful summer day? Is it possible that these words from the wisdom literature would have nothing to tell us? Have we listened to the Word of God in vain? Quite the contrary. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. In the tragic play, Endgame, by Samuel Beckett, the spirit of the characters in the play are very much in harmony with the author of the words of today's Vanity of Vanities passage. The characters in the play go on rattling on about the miseries of life. And they even play cruel tricks on each other, simply to get their minds off the agony of life. And so it's a very depressing play. And yet, it just happens that a famous psychiatrist told the director of Endgame that he had brought a patient to one of the performances. And this patient was a 16-year-old girl who had attempted suicide 3 times already. And the director said to the psychiatrist, "But why this play? Why ever come to such a hopeless statement as this, when the girl already is simply wallowing in her own personal depression? Wouldn't it even make her worse?" But the doctor pointed out, On the contrary, he said, this play opened up new channels, gave new hope to this poor girl. The doctor said, through seeing this play, the girl came to realize that there really were other living persons who could totally identify with her own personal depression. She knew that the playwright, Samuel Beckett, and the actors and actresses on the stage really knew how she felt in her despair. And the doctor said, her going to that play was worth months and months of therapy. That she began to see her own problems as shared by other people, not just herself. And the doctor said that after the play, this poor girl literally, virtually danced out of the theater that night. And the doctor said, had I taken her to a bouncy musical, she would have been completely turned off. I, as a doctor, had to work with her where she was. And that is the way it is with the Word of God. If today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. The Word of God, even on a summer day, cuts and heals us. The Word of God has a certain mysterious way of searching us out where we are. We are not always way up there when we come to church. We're not always in the mood for a musical. It is not the case that each time that we come to church and hear about the beautiful affirmations of Jesus, that the life given to us is a love. It isn't true that every time we come to church, we literally dance our way out of church. There are many times when we come here that we can closely identify with the Old Testament today, with that writer who agonized about his own inability to comprehend the mystery of life. And through him, God's Word is reaching some of us right now, precisely where we are. Yes, we go on hanging onto our faith, but at the same time, we go on questioning, searching, looking for the answers that have not yet come to us. And God is giving us the opportunity this day to identify with that very wise man, Solomon, whose doubts and questions simply force him to admit that life does not explain itself, that only through the final faith acceptance of mystery can we eventually achieve emotional and spiritual maturity, some kind of wholeness of life. Only through faith, accepting the mystery of what we are engaged in. The gospel touches each of us today. How many of us at this moment could identify with the gospel story of the man who feels at a certain moment so secure in all the things that finally he owns, even more than he really needs? He's a man who thinks he has all the answers. And yet, he's a man who's empty, without spirit, without resources. In the words of Jesus, that man is a fool. A man who even plays tricks on himself to keep his own soul in line. Eat, drink, and be merry. And ultimately he learns that he cannot escape God's demand upon him to possess his soul. With him, too, there is wisdom that begins to dawn as God speaks to him and says, you fool, you total fool, this very night I shall ask for your soul. you must come back to me. The difference between true religion and false religion is that true religion does give us the courage to face these ultimate questions in life. But false religion simply tries to protect us from those questions. And that is why St. Paul today tells us that there is only Christ. He is everything to us, and he is in everything for us. Christ himself has totally identified with our human vexations and difficulties. He knows how we feel. Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. That was the anguished cry of Jesus in the Garden of Olives when he identified with human life, all of our human life, for all time. And that is the cry on the lips of the Old Testament wise man whose soul is simply not at rest or at peace. It is the cry that rises today from the lips of the eat, drink, and be merry man before God penetrates his icy soul with the words, "You fool." And it is the cry of anyone who puts aside the security blanket of easy answers that we look for and wraps himself in the mantle of the mystery of faith. The mystery of faith. And we put our life in the hands of the living God.